today on the Trent Out Loud podcast.
He was just basically saying, yo, man, Saucy Santana was twerking. You put him up next to Megan, and he might be twerking a little bit better than Megan. What up? It's your boy, Trent Out Loud, and I'm back with another episode. All right, I got a good show set up for you guys today. I got two lead stories. We're going to talk about Wendy Williams, and then our next lead story, we're going to talk about Wayne Brady and pansexuality. Stay tuned. That is a good story. Then we're going to jump over to quick news. We're going to talk about Lamar Odom, Gilbert Arenas, Bruno Mars. And then we actually have a new segment that we're going to debut today called Speed News, where we're going to run through some headlines very quickly. We're going to talk about Glorilla and Joe Biden, Young Miami, Cardi B, Donald Trump, and Dr. Dre. Then we're going to jump into question of the day. I got an amazing, amazing question of the day. What's the most bizarre yet delicious food combo you swear by? And then we will close out with sports news. We're going to talk about Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, LeBron James, and JJ Redick. Y'all know what time it is. Turn your TVs, radio, or devices up. I'm about to start this show. Let's go. Wendy Williams was paid $400,000 for her Lifetime documentary plus $1,000 per day stipend. Court documents reveal. All right, if you guys remember, I think it was probably around 2 weeks ago or maybe 3 weeks ago when I was talking about Wendy Williams' four-part documentary where she was talking about her diagnoses of having dementia and saying that she wanted to bring light to her illness. And it was all over the news about how people were taking advantage of Wendy, how the documentary was extraordinarily hard to watch. Cringy, some people even said. Wendy couldn't form proper sentences. She couldn't finish her sentences. Mid-sentence, she wouldn't even know who she was speaking to. And people were saying, why is Wendy Williams or people on Wendy Williams' team allowing Wendy Williams to do that? I, just like a bunch of other people, said, this is a money grab. Somebody is out here trying to get money. We don't know if Wendy Williams has full dementia. We don't know her diagnoses. That's part of the issue of what's going on. There are some people that are even speculating that she's faking. I don't believe that. I definitely think that there's something definitely wrong with her. There's no way that she could be acting that good in that documentary for that long. But one of the things I did 100% believe is that this was a money grab. Now, whether it was Wendy's manager or Wendy's publicist or the people around her, somebody was doing something dirty, and this was just a money grab. And now the court documents reveal that she got paid close to $500,000. So now we could see this wasn't Wendy or somebody on Wendy's team trying to bring awareness to dementia. This was somebody trying to get a quick money grab before Wendy Williams is not even able to be on camera and her situation deteriorates and gets worse. I have a little bit of the story. I'll read it to you. Wendy Williams was promised nearly $500,000 for Lifetime's controversial documentary about her life. Radar Online reveals the details of the project's contract, which her legal guardian argues she wouldn't have signed if she was mentally fit. Reportedly, Wendy Williams inked the deal in early 2023, right before she was officially diagnosed with progressive frontal temporal dementia. In the agreement, the network stated that they would have paid her $100,000 per episode for the four-part documentary, as well as $1,000 daily stipend for Glam. As you may recall, the aforementioned documentary drew widespread backlash as many deemed it demeaning and exploitative across social media. The docuseries titled Where is Wendy Williams was supposed to trail Wendy's comeback from her canceled talk show. However, the disturbing project ended up telling the story of Williams' mental decline and struggles with her physical health and alcoholism. Williams' appointed guardian filed suit against the network prior to it being released. She argued that the project did indeed take advantage of the 39-year-old and challenged the validity of the contract. The suit claims she was not and is not capable of consenting to terms of the documentary contract, and nobody acting on Wendy Williams' best interest would have allowed her to be portrayed in such demeaning manner in which she was portrayed in the trailer of these documentaries. She also claims that Williams was decisive about the nature of the series and was told she'd be portrayed, quote, in a positive manner, like a phoenix rising from the ashes, which some feel was not the case. All right, well, there you have it. $500,000. We don't know where that money went to. We don't know who's telling the truth. Is Wendy telling the truth? Is The Guardian telling the truth? Is it Lifetime? It looks to me like Lifetime was like, hey, we paid you guys $500,000. We're putting this out regardless of how it makes Wendy look, which to me is wrong. But at the end of the day, they had a contract. So now we know we had a contract. They had a contract. It was $500,000, which is a lot of money to pay somebody to not put out a documentary just because it doesn't put the person in the right light. So it's either if Wendy didn't want it out, she should have given the $500,000 back, or The Guardian or somebody on her team. But the fact that you're taking the money and then being upset that it's being put out, it's wrong. Anyways, this whole thing is a mess. I just wish that somebody, you know, cooler heads would have prevailed and they wouldn't have let out this documentary, because it does put a little bit of a stain on Wendy Williams' legacy. She's in the Radio Hall of Fame. She's, you know, top 10 talk show hosts of the past 20 years. She had a real name for herself and she had a big legacy. And this puts a stain on it. Nobody wanted to see Wendy in this capacity, all for $500,000. But like I said last time, people saying that a lot of people have been taking advantage and Wendy is broke, her accounts were frozen, and you know she was doing this. Sad to see that she was doing this for $500,000, but this is the money grab and this is where we're at. So shout out to Wendy Williams. Like I said 2 weeks ago, I hope she recovers. I hope she gets better. I hope whatever she is doing, because I always liked Wendy. I always had a lot of respect for her. So best wishes out to Wendy Williams. Wayne Brady speaks on the biggest misconception surrounding pansexuality. People think that you're an indecisive bisexual. All right, I thought this story was really interesting, actually, because I always heard Wayne Brady talking about him being pansexual, and I have Googled it because I didn't understand what it was, but I feel like he breaks it down really well. So for those people out there who are like me, I get mixed up of all these new sexual terms that are going on out there. I feel like this story is for us, and he really breaks it down and it actually makes sense. Listen to this story. Wayne Brady speaks on the biggest misconceptions surrounding pansexuality, people thinking that you're just an indecisive bisexual. While attending the 2024 GLAAD Media Awards in Los Angeles, Brady shared with People magazine that he empathizes with individuals who find the term confusing. He admitted to needing to research the topic himself. I had to do research to find out what I was, Brady says, who identifies as pansexual. I think the biggest misconception, and I even make a joke about it on stage tonight, is that people think that you're an indecisive bisexual. I'm like, no, 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 that's not what it is. Let me set you straight. What the definition basically boils down to is, regardless of gender, regardless, the word is regardless. So that means I'm happily free to fall in love with anybody here. If you're gay, if you're straight, if you're non-binary, if you're trans, I don't care. He revealed that the passing of Robin Williams in 2014 profoundly impacted him, sparking an unexpected journey into self-exploration. Apart from engaging in therapy to comprehend his lack of fulfillment in certain areas of life and seeking treatment for love addiction, he found himself pondering the question, Wayne, are you gay? And his answer to that question was no, because despite having been in these unsuccessful relationships and now dealing with knowing about being diagnosed with having a love addiction, I started to go, okay, I feel something, but I just don't know what it is. And then he later found out that he was pansexual. So there you have it. Anybody out there who is confused of what pansexuality means, it doesn't mean you're confused. It means that you love every single term of sexuality. Whether you're straight, whether you're gay, whether you're transsexual, it doesn't matter. I think as long as you fall under a classification of a human being, Wayne Brady can fall in love with you and it doesn't matter who you are to him. That's the definition. So when I think Wayne Brady is the first celebrity or the first like known person to come out as being pansexual. So I think that's why every time they see him, they always talk to him, with him about it. And it's not really common for somebody to come out with that term or even people, I think in general, to have that term, most people are attracted to trans or they're bisexual or they're homosexual, etc. So good on him, man. I applaud him for that. I think that it's cool for him to at least like come out and just own who he is. And he did the work. It's not like he just came out, like he did the work. And so whether you agree with terms or whether you agree with homosexuality or bisexuality or whatever, that's not the topic. I just applaud him for feeling comfortable enough to in his own skin and talking about, you know, whatever he feels like he wants to talk about and not having to hide it. I think that's good for 2024. And he sets an example for people out there who are afraid to come out of whatever they have or whatever feeling they have. And I love that. So shout out to Wayne Brady. All right, that's it for our two lead stories. Let's go on to quick news. Ring my bell. Lamar Odom and Caitlyn Jenner team up to launch a new sports podcast. Another day, another podcast launching. I keep telling you guys almost every day now that everybody is having their own podcast. Everyone's coming over to YouTube. I can't talk today. Everyone is coming over to YouTube. And I love it, and I'm always going to applaud that. All these celebrities are starting podcasts, and I love to hear it. Here's the story. Lamar Odom and Caitlyn Jenner will be uniting for a new sports podcast that they will launch together. According to TMZ, the name of their podcast is Keeping Up With Sports, which is a play on Keeping Up With The Kardashians. Nice title. Which will have two sports champions interviewing various guests alongside their co-host. The first guest on the show will be Sugar Ray Leonard. I don't know why they would start to show off with Sugar Ray Leonard. I thought they would start off with somebody a little younger, a little bit more notable. I mean, shout out to Sugar Ray. I mean, he's a great champion, but gosh, Sugar Ray is what, 60, 65 years old now? Other upcoming guests that are reportedly scheduled to appear on the show are Amber Rose. Okay, that's a little bit younger. Zab Judah, Stephen O, Bryce Hall, and more. I'm excited. Bring on the podcast. Bring on the YouTubers. Let's go. We're changing the dynamic out here, man. I salute them. Gilbert Arenas reacts to Saucy Santana's twerking and says, a good show is a good show. All right, this is really funny. I think I have a clip. For those of you who don't know, let me give you a background. Gilbert Arenas is an NBA star who has what? A podcast. I'm telling you, everybody has podcasts. Y'all don't believe me. But anyways, so Gilbert was on his podcast talking about Saucy Santana. And Saucy Santana is he's a man, but he's homosexual, and he dresses very girly. Like, he's out here. I don't know. Is Saucy transgender? So I think Saucy might be transgender, actually. Let me not misspeak. But anyways, Saucy is either homosexual or transgender. Sorry if I don't know the details. But yeah, he's one of the two. But he's always dressing up like a girl. That's why I don't know if he's homosexual dressing up like a girl or is he transgender. Regardless, Saucy Santana was twerking online, I guess on his Instagram. And Gilbert Arenas was like, yo, man, woman, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. A good show is a good show. And everybody was shocked by it because normally Gilbert Arenas is so like manly out here and like always, you know, try to be like Mr. Big NBA basketball star and then comes out and says, shoot, you know, Saucy could twerk. So I'm going to play a clip to you and then I'm going to read to you what the comments are saying. Take a listen.
I've never seen somebody with nails and a beard. And then when I hit the video, twerk.
Damn. You like the twerk video?
I'm not gonna lie.
Stop. No.
If I had to rate between who's better, him or Megan Thee Stallion,
stop, man.
I don't know who I'm gonna throw my dollars to, dog. A good show is a good show.
Okay, before I go to the comment section, I just Googled Saucy Santana, who is a rapper, by the way. Saucy Santana is just homosexual. He's gay. He's not transsexual, but he dresses up very girly, okay? All right, let's get into the comment section now. Tequila Hamilton wrote, we losing straight black men at an alarming rate. Hot Girl Sierra wrote, I love how men are starting to be more comfortable with their sexuality. Gina Gore wrote, are there any straight men left? The Real Hassan wrote, ain't no coming back after this one, homie. Mermaid Vibes wrote, nah, that's weird, Brody. What straight men would ever choose any man over Megan Thee Stallion? Elijah 82 wrote, no straight man would be talking like that. Slick Zoe wrote, P. Diddy got these boys feeling free. Oh, man, this is cracking me up, man. Miss Kai 82 wrote, he is very secure in his sexuality. That's why he's comfortable making these kind of jokes. He's definitely not on the DL because somebody who's on the DL would not make a joke like this. It's a good point. Mass Cover 82 wrote, this is him basically coming out. Chocolate Cutie 88 wrote, ladies, we are doomed. Comparing him to Megan is crazy work. Listen, I think Gilbert Arenas is just joking around. He is a straight man out here. It's 2024. If Gilbert was gay, I think he would have no problem coming out saying he was gay. He was just basically saying, yo, man, Saucy Santana was twerking. You put him up next to Megan, and he might be twerking a little bit better than Megan. I haven't seen the video. I don't know. But I'm comfortable with saying things like that, too. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't necessarily want to be watching Saucy Santana twerking, but hey, if a man is a better dancer than a woman, you should have no problem saying that. Like, just get over it, people. All right, in our last quick story, Bruno Mars allegedly owes $50 million in gambling debt to the MGM Grand Hotel, who basically owns him. All right, I'm a little late on this story. This actually came out yesterday and I missed it. So I wanted to just throw it into the quick news now because I heard everybody talking about it. And I was like, yo, I got to tell my people about this, man. So I got you guys. I'll read the story real quick for you. Bruno Mars, who announced a multi-million dollar residency at MGM Resort International in 2016 in Vegas, allegedly owes a staggering gambling debt as high as $50 million to the MGM casino, according to News Nation. A Vegas insider told the outlet, he makes $90 million a year off of the deal he did with the casino, but then he has to pay back his debt. They also claim Bruno Mars only makes $1.5 million per night after taxes. Only $1.5 million per night? Only? Did they actually just write only? Well, I don't know what you want me to say here. Easy come, easy go. You know, I guess you're a performer. You're out here living a fast life. You know, he does a, you know, an hour or two a night show. He's getting a couple of $1 million. I guess his fun is going to the gambling table and gambling it. It's his money. He ain't robbing anybody for the money. So let it be. I think more importantly, I think that somebody should actually be trying to help him instead of, you know, leaking these stories out and, you know, talking to the press about it. Why isn't somebody trying to help that man? Because I understand a lot of these athletes and entertainers get big into gambling because the money comes so easy to them. But owing $50 million to your employer is a little bit crazy. I think somebody on his team should go out there and get some help for Bruno Mars. All right. This brings us to our new segment, Speed News. I don't know. Should we keep the bell? I think we like the bell, man. Ring my bell. Glorilla stops by and talks with Joe Biden. Take a listen. That was Glorilla, who I love, by the way, y'all know that, and Joe Biden. They linked up at the White House for Women History Month event. Shout out to Joe. Young Miami and Uncle Luke are in the studio. I wanted to highlight this because I love Uncle Luke and I love Young Miami. These are two Miami finest. Them in the studio, you know you're going to get a super sexy, crazy club song. Uncle Luke wrote, it takes a very special person and a special situation to get me in the studio. Young Miami, thank you for inviting me to be part of a classic club banger. Don't know what happened. So look out for a new Young Miami Uncle Luke. For those of you who don't know who Uncle Luke is, Google Uncle Luke. Trust me, it's going to be a good song. Cardi B's Bodak Yellow becomes the most watched solo female rap on YouTube ever, ever. I don't know exactly how many views, but I know it's over 1 billion views, close to 1.1 billion views for one video, Cardi's first song. Shout out to Cardi, man. Bodak Yellow is forever going to be Cardi's number one song and a classic. Dr. Dre says Eminem is the best MC ever. Take a listen.
The first song you wrote together, was it,
Hi, my name is. Right. That's the first thing that happened. And I think he's the best MC ever.
All right, this is very subjective. Dr. Dre, Eminem is signed to Dr. Dre. That's his artist. Eminem has made Dr. Dre hundreds of millions of dollars. That's his boy. Obviously, he's going to say that he's the best. So that's really like a, you know, a very subjective answer. When you hear the best ever MC list, you got to talk to somebody who doesn't have a top 10 MC on the record label. So I scratch this up. Not saying that Eminem is not the best, but you cannot take that quote from the person who you're signed to. So stop it. And if you want to know, for me, I think Biggie is the best rapper ever of all times. All right, in our last story in Speed News, Donald Trump gives a salute to the, listen to this, horribly and unfairly treated January 6th hostages. Hostages, not January 6th rioters, hostages, as the national anthem plays. Take a listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the horribly and unfairly treated January 6th hostages.
That's just so disrespectful to the hostages anywhere in the world, any American or any hostage period. Like, for you to have hostages, American hostages, in places around the world right now, and for you to say that the people who attacked the Capitol on January the 6th that are now either in jail or indicted or whatever, to call them hostages when you guys have hostages all over the world, that's a disgrace. Whether you like Donald Trump or whatever, I try not to get into political stuff, but whether you like him or you don't like him, you got to admit that that's wrong and just really disrespectful to hostages out there, man. That's just wrong. In honor of Dr. Dre saying Eminem is the greatest rapper of all times, let's play some Eminem right now. If you're listening to us on YouTube or on podcast platforms, obviously we can't play Eminem for you on there, but make sure you check us out on CFQR600.com to hear all the music that we play during this show, weekdays from 11 to 12. So right now, if you're on CFQR600.com, we're going to play Eminem. YouTubers, podcast listeners, make sure you check us out on the radio. Also, vice versa. If you're listening to us on the radio and you can't catch us between 11 and 12, make sure you catch us at Trent Out Loud on podcast and on YouTube. All right, let's play some Eminem, or we're going to jump into question of the day if you're on YouTube or podcast. I'm confusing myself, man. Eminem or question of the day, depending on which platform you're on. All right, that's it. Done. Question of the day, Eminem. Let's go. All right, this brings us to question of the day. What's the most bizarre yet delicious food combo you swear by? All right, let's go to the comment section. Shy Girl Sammy wrote feta cheese and watermelon. Hey, that just sounds nasty, but whatever. It could be good, but it sounds nasty. S Superb wrote fries and vanilla ice cream. Okay, that's, I've had that at McDonald's. I've done that before. That's dope. R2 the J wrote pineapple and pizza. I knew somebody was going to put that in. Can we let go of this pineapple on pizza being the most weirdly outlandish thing? People have been doing that for years. And you could pick up the phone and order that from any pizza place. Pizza and pineapple is not that weird, and it actually tastes amazing. Nadia 3 wrote, not bizarre, but not common either. Buttermilk biscuit and syrup. If you're from Louisiana, you might know. Lester Pay Its Debts. What a weird screen name. Anyways, Lester Pay Its Debts wrote fried pork chops with a side of applesauce. I've had applesauce on meat. I don't find that that's weird. Baked Cake 80 wrote potato chips on a tuna salad sandwich. Okay, maybe I'm bizarro here, but I don't find that that's weird. I've put chips in my sandwich before. 72 Doughboy wrote banana and peanut butter sandwich. That's not bizarre at all. That's actually amazing. Imperfect INK wrote hot sauce on popcorn. All right, there you got me. That's weird. I'm not putting hot sauce on no popcorn. Somebody wrote mayo and ketchup on my fries. Okay, that's very normal. Somebody wrote Wendy's fries dipped in a Frosty. I have totally done that. It's not amazing, but I've done it. It's fun. Jamie92 wrote fried fish, spaghetti, and coleslaw. Nothing weird with that. Let's Get Stamped wrote, I put jalapenos on my popcorn. Okay, that's the second person saying that they want spicy popcorn. That's weird. Somebody wrote, y'all sound pregnant. That's funny. I don't think it's bizarre, but some people think it's nasty. I put ketchup on my eggs. Oh, I used to put ketchup on my eggs all the time. I totally forgot about that. I might actually try that again tomorrow. I love ketchup on my eggs. Big Girl 182 wrote hard-boiled egg and lemon. Well, actually, I just hate lemon on anything, so I wouldn't like that at all. But I don't think that that's very outlandish. Raquel82 wrote ranch on pizza. That's not bizarre. All right, you guys got to do better than this, man. This is not bizarre at all. Somebody wrote extra mayo on sandwiches. A lot of people actually kind of freak out like that. Like, oh my gosh, it's so much mayo. When I go to especially Harvey's, I pack on the mayo. I love so much mayo on my burgers. You cannot give me enough mayo. And by the way, I don't want Hellman's Main. Actually, no, sorry. I don't want mayo. I want Miracle Whip. Oof. I love me some Miracle Whip. I would love to know what you guys think, actually. Do you prefer Miracle Whip or mayonnaise? Let me know in the comment section below or send me an email, trendoutloud@cfqr600.com. All right, last one. Movie popcorn with M&Ms mixed in it. That is not weird. You guys did a horrible job in the comment section today. That's not weird. All right, here's my weird and bizarre. I don't think it's weird and bizarre, but every time I post about this or do it, people think I am crazy. I put butter on my Pop-Tarts. I don't know why that's such a problem, but for me, you should be putting butter on your Pop-Tarts, like butter. Like it melts, it gets it toasty, it gets it goldeny. It's butter on Pop-Tarts. Like, how is that a weird mix? But all of my friends, it's a big joke. I actually just put a post up on my Instagram stories the other day of two Pop-Tarts came out the oven, just nice golden brown. I had the butter in the background, and I took a nice stick, a nice little swipe off of the butter and put it. It was melted, and people are like, you're so gross. Not gross at all. It's amazing. And if you haven't tried it, try it. All right, this brings us to sports news. I have two quick sport updates for you. Surprise, surprise, there's another podcast alert. LeBron James and JJ Redick are starting a podcast together. Quickly, their podcast is going to be named Free Flowing Conversation About Sports. Sorry, that's not the name of it. No. Oh, sorry. The name of it is Mind the Game, and the concept behind it, it will be a free-flowing conversation about sports, the sport of basketball. So it will be JJ Redick, LeBron talking about basketball. It will be called Mind the Game. But like I told you guys out here, it's all about podcasts. We live in a world of podcasts. And make sure you follow the Trend Out Loud podcast, and make sure you check out, if you're a big fan of LeBron James and JJ Redick, follow them. It should be interesting. All right. And then my last piece of news, another content creator, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, we announced, I'm talking like I'm part of the rollout. They announced 2 weeks ago now that they're going to be fighting July the 20th on Netflix. For those of you who don't know, I've talked to a couple of my friends. They think this is actually a Showtime. You will not have to pay for this fight. It will be streamed live on Netflix. This is not a traditional boxing match. Everyone's like, I'm not paying for this fight. I'm not paying for this fight. Guys, it's entertainment. It's on Netflix. They're fighting in Texas Stadium. Anyways, the rollout is continuing. They're going to be at each other's necks, talking back and forth, talking smack to try to get us talking about it. It's working. I love it. Mike Tyson tweeted out, you still want to F around with me? Trust me, come around here and find out. Jake Paul wrote back and said, it's wild the amount of people that think Mike Tyson actually stands a chance against me. I'm going to kill him, says Jake Paul to Mike Tyson. I'm very, very, very excited about this fight. I cannot wait. I should actually maybe look into tickets to going, man. Maybe we should talk to CFQR marketing department and send me out to cover the Tyson and Holyfield fight. Yo, I'm going to talk to the people's at B and see if we can get the Trend Out Loud podcast out to the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight out in Texas. I'd really love to see it. All right, that's it for the show today. Make sure you comment below on anything that I said today, whether you liked it, you didn't like it. Let me know your thoughts. If you're on the radio, please send us in your comments about the music, about anything that we're talking about. We're still new. We're coming up to our 1 week anniversary, actually. Actually, no, today. Today is our 1 week anniversary on CFQR 600. Yo, round of applause for the Trend Out Loud podcast and CFQR600.com. Happy 1 week anniversary. But seriously, please send us your emails. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what you think about the show. You can email me directly. I check all my emails. I will reply to you. trendoutloud@cfqr600.com. That's it for the show. I hope you guys liked the new segment. Let me know. Email, comment, send me DMs. It's your boy, Trend Out Loud. Peace. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. It's your boy, Trend Out Loud. Peace. For more content, you could subscribe, download, or listen to the Trend Out Loud podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, or you could watch us on YouTube. Just search Trend Out Loud. For showtimes and updates, you could follow us on all social platforms at Trend Out Loud. Go to signupexpert.com/Trent. Once you sign up for all betting apps and get all your bonuses and get all your rewards, go to your app store and download BetStamp and use promo code TOL.